Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 7 and 8, it reads, "The Lord makes poor and makes rich. He brings low and he exalts. He raises up the poor from the dust. He lifts the needy from the ash heap to make them sit with princes and inherit the seat of honor." It is God who controls the universe. He started it, and he will end it. It is God who created all things and sustains all things. He is the one who gives people both privilege and poverty, and he will judge all men with the same standard, whether privileged or poor. We think there is no such thing as fairness, and we live in an unfair world. Yet in the midst of the unjust abides the fair one. To both the rich and the poor, God is God. To the hungry and to the full, God is God. And if our fullness causes us to forget God, then it is better to be hungry. When God talks about fairness, he talks about position. All can be positioned to enjoy God's love, and position will always trump privilege. Let me say that again. Position will always trump privilege. For the ultimate privilege is to be in the correct position. I think so often of the illustration God gives us of sheep and a shepherd. As long as the sheep are in proximity of the shepherd, close proximity, they're safe. Nothing will happen to them that shouldn't happen to them because they're right next to the shepherd. If a lion or a bear or a coyote or a wolf comes out of the woods, they see the shepherd, they pause. Because it's the shepherd they fear. Those of us that want to live a blessed life need to understand that it has to do with our proximity to the shepherd. Not our health, not our wealth, not anything that's determinable by anything else. The only thing that determines our success and failure in life is our proximity to God. And we come to God through Jesus Christ, our Savior, who died on the cross to make sure that the payment of sin was made and that we would never be separated from God. Those that have their trust in Jesus Christ as their Savior, they have the opportunity to live life the way it was meant to be, in close proximity with the shepherd. Or with God. And because of that, you don't have to live your life in fear or anxiousness. I'm Dave Wager, here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute.